Public hearing for Local Law 2 of 2021 on fences at 6:40, followed by the month-end meeting at 6:45 and a regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Consent revised. Okay. I'd like to welcome everyone to an audit meeting for June 22nd, 2021, for the town board. And we have a couple of documents.
Are we doing the public hearing?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alright. One of those days.
Alright, I'd like to open up the public hearing for Local Law 1 of 2021 in relation to the Town Code Chapter 70 of Fences, and ask the clerk to read the notice of the public hearing.
You know, I apologize. I'm so ill-prepared for this meeting. I don't have the notice with me. Can I run down and grab it?
I think I've got it. Here.
I'm sorry.
I have it. You won't hear me yet.
Thank you. I'm
Would
sorry.
Do you prefer that I read it?
It doesn't matter. I just didn't have it in front of me.
Counselor, do you want to read?
For the public hearing notice?
Yeah. All right.
You have it right in front of me.
Yeah. Town of Monroe, notice of public hearing to consider adoption of the local law. Notice is hereby given pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law of the State of New York that a public hearing will be held by the Town Board of the Town of Monroe on June 22, 2021 at 6:40 p.m. at the Town Municipal Complex located at 351 Reynolds Road, Monroe, New York, for the purpose of considering the adoption of local law number 1 of 2021. Now, the notice number 2, this is number 1, if we act on it tonight, correct?
That is correct.
The public will be able to fully observe the video conference meeting and will be able to comment during the public hearing. The video conference is available as follows at https://uso2web.zoom.us/j/88109493723. To dial in, please call 1-929-205-6099 with meeting code 88109493723. The link will also be on the town's website at www.townmonroe.org. If adopted, Local Law Number 1 of 2021 would amend Chapter 70, Fences of the Code of the Town of Monroe to 1. Grant approval of enforcement authority to the zoning administrator, 2. Clarify application into corner lots, and 3. Add a variance procedure. Written comments on Local Law Number 2 of 2021 can be submitted to the town clerk up and through the time of the public hearing. Copy of the proposed Local Law Number 1 of 2021 can be obtained at the Monroe Town Municipal Complex and on the town's website. Authorized Leanne M.K. Town Clerk closes June 11, 2021. And at this time, I'd ask the clerk if we received any written...
We did not.
So let the record reflect, we did not receive any written correspondence. And do we have anybody on the line at this time? That wishes to comment?
No, not that I've seen. I want to ask the comment on the fence.
Give another minute or so, and then... ask for a motion to close the public hearing. And I'll again ask if there's any member of the public that wishes to be heard in relation to public hearing on considering adoption of Local Law Number 1 of 2021. Motions in order to close the public hearing. So moved. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously, so the public hearing is now closed. Thank you. 22nd, 2021, and ask for roll call.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And Councilmember Hogan has a fire commitment, so we will not be doing this. So I think we, do we have all of your sign at this time?
Yes, we do.
All right, so we have a couple of transfers we need to attend to. And the first motion for a transfer of funds I would entertain is to transfer $1,081.77 from account A16-20.402, which is General Buildings Annex account, to account A18-620.2, which is General Buildings and Equipment. And the purpose of the transfer is for the purchase of the microphone system here at Town Hall that we're using this evening. And we'll take them together as one other. Also part of that motion would be to transfer $103 from account B1990.4, which is Town Outside Contractual, to account B8160.4, which is Town Outside Refuse and Garbage. And the purpose of that is to cover the complete cost of the spring brush pickup that will offer our residents. Would you like to move that motion?
Move.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then I do have a need for a resolution to increase appropriations. So I entertain a motion to increase appropriations by $1,500 to account G18110.4, which is sewer contractual. And the increase in appropriations is due to sewer consolidation fees and increased fees for sewer use from the City of Loomis Falls in 2020. So second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And I do have one item for discussion. We have a voucher that has been signed off by the Water Superintendent, Jesse Fish, for payment to George Monsoor at 45 Kensington Manor, Middletown, New York, 10941. It's dated and signed June 17th, 2021, and is for the refund of an overpayment of water connection fees at this individual's mother's house located at 8 Jacoby Road in South Loomis Falls. And he paid $3,250 on June 7th, 2021. And per the newly established hookup fees, it doesn't require, the main is on that side of the road, the fee is $1,700. So the individual would be, is requesting reimbursement for the overpayment in the amount of $1,550. And this has been signed by the Department of Justice. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
That's all I have.
Yeah.
So we've got the transfers, increased appropriations done, all the necessary signatures on the vouchers, so I entertain a motion to pay the bills as budgeted.
So moved.
Second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Tim, you all set?
I'm all set.
All right, I entertain a motion to close the A5.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. We'll get started here in regular. Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Borough Town Board for June 22nd, 2021, and ask that everyone please rise for, I'm sorry, roll call first.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And now if everyone would please rise for a pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. Item one on the agenda this evening is, as is customary, approval of minutes. We have the minutes from the town board workshop that was held on May 20th, 2021, May 27th, 2021 regular town board meeting, as well as another regular town board meeting for June 8th.
Do you want to pick them all together?
We can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can do that. Choose to?
I'd like to make a motion to approve the town board workshop minutes from May 20th, 2021, May 27th, 2021, which is a regular town board meeting, and June 8th, 2021, which is also a regular town board meeting.
So moved. For a second. Sorry. Any discussion, comments on it? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? They are approved unanimously. Item two on the agenda is to, we need to set the public hearing on water district consolidation, and that requires a formal resolution to do so, and my recommendation would be to schedule it for our next board meeting, right, maybe before the board meeting. I don't expect there to be a lot of public input, possibly at to do 6:50 on July 13th.
July
15th. That's the next meeting, right?
I think it is. 2 weeks from now.
3 weeks from now. Is that the one? That's for me. Okay. I may not be available that evening, but you know, I don't want to start the process. So, that would be you, Dave.
Yep. What time is that?
6:50. 10 minutes before we're in the morning.
Yep.
All right. So, I'll make a motion to that effect.
I'd like to make a motion to set a watership consolidation public hearing for July 13th at 6:50.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. You'll let Bill Ryan know that and approve that.
I will.
Do we have to do any more on that at this time?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah. I'm going to skip it for a moment because we're going to be addressing it at item number four. But I expect that we'll be setting another public hearing probably on the same day. So that takes us to item three, local law 1 of 2021, Town Code Chapter 70 fences. We did have our public hearing on this evening. We received no public comment. And so therefore we closed the public hearing. So at this time, if the board so chooses, we can take up adoption of the local law number 1 of 2021. And Councillor, do you want to just give us a synopsis of what that local law entails?
Sure. The local law clarifies three areas. It clarifies how corner lots are viewed within the local law. It clarifies that the zoning administrator now has enforcement authority. And it, just one further thing that I can't remember off the top of my head, just discuss it. It adds a variance procedure for those individuals that need to have a variance from the requirements. And other than those three issues, there's nothing that changed in the law.
Yeah, and this was brought to the board's attention. Over the years, we've had a number of residents who have found themselves in the particular situation where they own the corner lot with the residence on it and have wished to erect a fence and of a certain size, which is permissible on any lot based on our code limitations. However, there's a strict limitation that was specific to corner lots, and it didn't afford a mechanism for the property owner if they were to seek a regress and asking for a variance on that particular situation. So what this this local law would do is allow a provision for the zoning administrator to become involved and administratively address the needs of the property. So this is again another action on the part of the town board, essentially to make local government more efficient. So with that, that requires a couple of actions before we adopt the local law. The first being completing parts 2 and 3 of the environmental assessment form, we need board members to have a copy of it. And I can either read it in the record or.
Well, it's up to you. We can go through each of the 11 questions to ascertain whether the board has decided this has no or small impact. I took the liberty of identifying that the adoption of the law had no or a small impact in 1 through 11. But the board would need one to read all of those, or if you are comfortable with just adopting as I've written there.
Actually, I think not everyone's familiar with the EAF form, Part 2 and Part 3, so I think it would be beneficial to
okay, I can do that. So what I'll do is ask the question, and then the answer will be either no or small impact. That's one category, or moderate to large impact. And remembering the action is the adoption of the law. So the first question, will the proposed action create a material conflict with an adopted land use plan or zoning regulation? No or moderate?
No.
Will the proposed action result in a change in the use or intensity of use of land?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of the existing community?
No.
Will the proposed action have an impact on the environmental characteristics that cause the establishment of a critical environmental area?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change in the existing level of traffic or affect existing infrastructure for mass transit, biking, or walkway?
No.
Will the proposed action cause an increase in the use of energy, and it fails to incorporate reasonably available energy conservation or renewable energy opportunities?
No.
Will the proposed action impact Existing public or private water supplies?
No.
Public or private wastewater treatment facilities?
No.
Will the proposed action impair the character or quality of important historic, archaeological, architectural, or aesthetic resources?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an adverse change to natural resources, for example, wetlands, water bodies, groundwater, air quality, flora, and fauna?
No.
Will the proposed action result in an increase in the potential for erosion, flooding, or drainage problems?
No.
Will the proposed action create a hazard to environmental resources or human health?
No.
Is it the board's desire to issue a negative declaration on this?
Yes.
So that's page 3, is the box is checked that there will be no significant adverse environmental impacts.
Okay, so is that essentially part 2 and part 3?
Yes.
Yeah. And so now we're required to make a negative declaration.
Yes, there's an adoption resolution.
All right, so that's included in that. So I'll read into the record the notice of adoption.
Well, no.
Oh, hang on, wrong form. Subject adoption of Local Law 1 of 2021, amending Chapter 70, Fences of the Code of the Town of Moreau. Whereas the Town Board of the Town of Moreau Board is considering the adoption of Local Law 1 of 2021, which, if adopted as proposed, would amend Chapter 70, Fences to 1, grant approval of enforcement authority to the zoning administrator, 2, clarify application of the corner lots, and 3, add a variance procedure. And whereas the board finds the adoption of Local 1 of 2021 is in the best interest of the town and is necessary to provide for the health, safety, and welfare of town residents and property owners, and whereas the board finds that the adoption of Local Law 1 of 2021 is necessary and proper exercise of authority by the board, and whereas the authority for the enactment of this local law is found in Section 10, subsection 1I of the Municipal Home Rule Law, and whereas pursuant to Section 20 of the Municipal Home Rule Law, a public hearing on the proposed adoption of Local Law 1 of 2021 was properly noticed in the newspaper and posted and was duly conducted on June 22, 2021 at the Town Municipal Complex and via remote streaming pursuant to Executive Order 202.1 at sequentially, and whereas the board has considered the public comments made at the public hearing, and whereas the board serving as lead agency for this unlisted action under SECRA reviewed a short environmental assessment form and determined that the action does not present any adverse environmental impacts, and whereas after thorough review and deliberation, the board proposes to adopt Local Law Number 1 of 2021, and whereas the attorney for the town has prepared the necessary documents for filing this local law with the Secretary of State, including the text of the law itself, now therefore be resolved that the board hereby adopts Local Law 1 of 2021, which amends the law as stated above, and be it further resolved that the board adopts and authorizes the following negative declaration, and be it further resolved that the board hereby authorizes the town clerk and the accounting for the town to make such minor modifications to the local law documents as they deem necessary, and therefore directs the execute and file the said documents as required by law, and to take all of the necessary action for the promulgation thereof. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? No. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we are all set on Local Law Number 1 of that decision.
You are correct.
Thank you, everyone. That would be very helpful for the department, particularly the administrator. Agenda item number 4 is a petition to extend R5 zoning. As the board is aware, because we discussed this at a previous meeting, we received correspondence in relation to property that's located at think it's 516 Selfridge Road. That had originally been zoned R5, also agricultural, and along the way it became part of the lot, became zoned R2, so it's a split lot zoning. There's a request, a petition to the board by the property owner that it all be included in the R5 for zoning purposes. And I think board members have a copy of the map on that. And to do so, it requires adoption of the local law for that to happen. And
have we got the local law on that?
The law itself is just the amendment to the map.
Okay, so then basically, what is required now if the board so chooses is we need to set a public hearing for adoption of this local law.
Correct.
And I can say that I'm wholly in support of this request. It dovetails nicely within the character of the R5 and agricultural district. I don't see any adverse anyone being opposed to it since the area contiguous across the road is already zoned for fire. So, any thoughts on that?
I'm in support of it as well. Again, part of the property is already. Is already zoned on the map for the intended use of what they want the whole property used for, so I also support it.
Add to a public hearing. So, yeah, my recommendation would be 650, you could do one 645. Comment on it, but having two of them scheduled, we kind of gives a buffer in there. So 6:45 on July 13th would work. That works for everybody. All right, so we need a resolution to set a public hearing on the petition to request extension of zoning at 516 Selfridge Road. Which is parcels 77.1-29 and 359 Gansett Road rears 77.1-28.5.
Motion to approve the proper public hearings. What would be that separate? Public hearing?
As is, I mean, we already have to do that.
Right, this is just regular, like a local law.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So we have two public hearings for that. Item 5 on the agenda, I listed as the Recreational Trails Program. Some board members have met with representatives from the LA group to discuss final design and construction of a phase one recreational trail loop down by the river. And I know we could have done this in the committee reports, but because it requires legislative action, have this as a separate item. So, who's involved?
No, it's not.
No, I'm the person. I can speak
on the other bit.
Yeah, no, hopefully for the next board meeting, if we can finish the agenda, LA Group and the people involved would like to present to the board and public the plan, a bigger presentation tonight. But because of the timing of the dates on the grant, we're looking to get a discussion to understand the request for passing a resolution right, to engage the services of Elliott Red Grant. So just a high-level summary, there's a significant grant money available to parents to work with for LA Group parents submit grant application for the final design and construction of what's being called Big Bend Trail Phase 1. And the final design and construction of the new recreational trail as the first phase of the Big Bend Trail on Hudson River beginning at Nolan Road. The project would bring the existing natural path service and walkability up to ADA standards. Phase 1 consists of a trailhead, primary waterfront loop, fishing piers, and kayak launch. There's a grant available under NYS OPRHP Recreational Trail Programs. It's a maximum funding amount of $250,000. The grant due date is July 30th, and the total cost for this phase one project is $850,000. Keep in mind that the documents which are being distributed, list out for us, and the groups will present next board meeting if we get on the schedule, which will explain or answer any questions. But there's an a la carte menu of the way they price the build of phase one, which will allow us to trim it back down inside the amount available to the grant. So there's a cost. Well, we'll talk a little more about the grant. The grant request would be for $250,000, the local match needed of $50,000, and we can use the in-kind $50,000 from both these students and materials and contributions. And then we can apply for $10,000 in the trails funds through that Sarasota County grant program. And the cost to write the grant from LA Group is $3,500. So I guess I'd stop there for a moment before we possibly get to presenting a resolution. Do you have a question?
No, I think it's a great idea. We've applied for funding for the same project from the county and actually been successful at least one and maybe 3 years in a row getting funding from the county. Mm-hmm. So you know, we've got some seed money for that. My recommendation would be, because it is time sensitive, and we most likely be using monies out of the HT fund, mm-hmm. which, as you know, is subject to a permissive referendum, that we move forward with approving the proposal from the grant side, the application, mm-hmm. this evening, because that'll start the clock ticking for about 30 days, I believe, Councilor?
Correct.
Yeah. So if the board wants to pursue this, because of some of the time, we probably should authorize the LA group, unless the required time period has expired, to move forward with it.
Yeah. I'd certainly be in favor of that. And when everybody gets a chance to absorb the proposed phases and how well it continues to add amenities to the town for all the taxpayers, I think that there's a lot of good value here.
So, is everybody in support of that? Okay. So, we're going to do that. I have a resolution that Jeffrey just put together. I'll read it to the record. We can decide if we want to go from there. So there's a resolution by the town board, town of Roe, for June 22nd, 2021. Subject is townwide recreational capital reserve fund expenditure. Whereas by resolution dated December 13, 2011, the town board of the town of Roe duly established a capital reserve fund designated as a townwide recreational capital reserve fund for the purpose of funding the acquisition and development of lands within the town of Monroe for recreational use, including capital improvements on lands presently owned in fee or otherwise, leased or hereinafter acquired in fee or otherwise released by the town. And whereas the townwide recreational capital reserve fund has a present balance of approximately
$186,617.80. And whereas the town board of Town Row is dedicated to providing a diverse number of recreational activities for the local community. And whereas the town board of Town Row is interested in applying for a grant for recreational trail loop, known as the Big Bend Trail on the Hudson River beginning at Nolan Road. And whereas the aforementioned grant and project has set forth above our a purpose for which the townwide recreational capital reserve fund was established, and whereas the town board desires to fund the engagement of the LA group to write and apply for a grant for the recreational trail loop as set forth above out of the townwide recreational capital reserve fund, and whereas the town board having deliberated upon this matter, now therefore be resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the expenditure of funds not to exceed $3,500 for the townwide recreational capital reserve fund for payment to the LA group to write and apply for the grant for the development of a recreational trail that's set forth above. And it is further resolved that the supervisor and indoor deputy supervisor is authorized to execute any documents necessary to effectuate the purchase identified above. And it is further resolved that this resolution is made pursuant to General Municipal Law Section 6C and is subject to a permissive referendum as permitted by law.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just to highlight just a couple more things. I'll be very quick. I would like to suggest that we have them on people's agenda, because there's just a tremendous amount of information. I mean, the trail we're talking about actually happens in the back part of history. It was the road before Route 9 existed. So there's just a tremendous amount of history along a beautiful stretch of the waterfront down there. And there's a lot of stuff that many of our residents don't even know about can be made available to us. So I really want to comment.
Great. Yeah. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Councilman, do you need a copy of this? What do you do?
Eventually.
Okay. Do you have a copy?
Mm-hmm.
You want a copy? Right.
No,
I'll get a copy to her.
All right. That takes care of that. Thanks for taking the time to discuss that. Appreciate it. Item 6 on the agenda, I have listed as the Highway Department, and the first item I have is the Town Board has received a resignation letter from Maureen Wurkies, who's the clerk for the Highway Department, who, actually I shouldn't say resignation, she retired after 23 years with the town. Just read it briefly. It says, please take notice that on August 12, 2021, I'll be retiring after 23 years. This has given me great pleasure to be part of the Highway Department. So on behalf of the town, I'd like to thank Maureen for her commitment and dedication to the town residents, and particularly her efforts on behalf of the Highway Department, making sure the needs of the town met in our capacity. She also serves as stormwater management officer for the town, so we'll have to see how we want to handle that moving forward, but we should well in all her future endeavors. Is that all? No.
We're working through the Wood Creek letter of credit. I have received necessary documentation from the Highway Superintendent to move forward on that, so no action needed there.
Do we need a resolution to accept that resignation? We usually do them.
So we'll accept her resignation for retirement. So,
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I have transfer station listed on here. And the only reason I have that list is that the individual that the town has hired and would be a great addition to the town transfer station operations has some unforeseen circumstances that have arisen, and he has indicated he is unable to take the job. So we will need to continue looking for the transfer station manager position. Start over.
So is that one of the candidates for the manager position, or is that one of the candidates for the
This was information.
So we just fired?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. That would be a good idea. So we can we'll work on it.
Where is it?
Personnel committee will be happy to go back to some of the
All right. And next item on the agenda, 8, is one of Barry Lane. We've got a couple items here. The first item in relation to Winterberry Lane is we had received a request for a speed limit reduction. The board was all in favor of it, but it requires a formal board resolution. And if you recall, we talked about it on May 27th, but we did not do a resolution on it. So we need a formal resolution requesting. A speed limit reduction from the New York City DOT from the current posting of 30 miles per hour to 20 miles per hour. Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next item for Winterberry is we also discussed that
I believe it was the last board meeting, maybe even one before that.
And that's in relation to property that the town owns that borders the back of several residences. And I know council member Noonan has been working closely with property owners, and would you like to provide an update on that?
Sure. So an update. Hopefully I can make it quicker than all of the correspondence that has gone on over this. First, I'd like to just thank on the record everybody that worked on this. Carla Bittner, council, the board members and the supervisor for going out to take over the property. The folks at Friedman Excavating, Charles Friedman and another employee there, and then the three families, the Estes, Taylors, and I unfortunately don't have a third family, and if there's anybody else that I forgot, no, Travis Mitchell, what's that?
Jim Martin.
Jim, I was getting there, Jim Martin.
And the third property owner is Van Dusen.
Okay, right, and the third property owner is Van Dusen. What started out to be what appeared to be a simple request, because as a homeowner, I would have also thought it was a simple request to use a little bit of the town's property, needing the use of the town's property for excavation purposes to essentially finish off the landscaping and some safety issues for every property. Turns out that in order to be done right, there were significant legal avenues that must have been filed and communications that had to happen to keep the homeowner and the town safe from any liability in the future. So we were up against the time crunch here, and lots of busy people were able to spend a significant amount of time over a short amount of time to really see this project through, to help these folks get this taken care of. And as of today, I believe, Council, correct me if I'm wrong, we have all the necessary approvals from every entity that needs to say okay to this, except for now the town board.
Is that kind of where we're at?
We have not heard back from the excavator, but I'm sure that that's coming.
Okay.
Because he was involved in all the conversations
right.
that we had, so yes.
Okay. So we do have, we're at a spot where Jim Martin's communication with Travis Mitchell and the Friedman excavation group, multiple revisions of many emails, fix a word here and a word there, to really make sure that this is keeping everybody safe from a legal standpoint, having had it done, you know, correctly. So I don't know if we do we have that agreement to read. Are we going to read this whole agreement in its entirety?
No. What you would be doing is adopting a resolution, and ultimately, if I may.
You may.
Ultimately, the town is going to enter into an agreement with Charles Friedman to allow access to the town's property and for removal of certain trees and grading work on the town's property to help the town and to help those individuals and to protect them from the potential erosion issues and the like. In order to do that, obviously, the Friedman needs access to the town's property. So there's an agreement that has been drafted that not only identifies that, it also identifies that this is going to be done at zero cost to the town of Monroe. This is going to be done solely on being paid solely by three property owners. So there's no issues with respect to going out to bid or doing work for private individuals. This is solely an agreement for access purposes. And there's a scope of work that is attached to it. And I just wanted that to be made clear that the town of Monroe is not paying for any of this. So the resolution you have before you merely authorizes access to and work upon the property and authorizes the supervisor to sign the agreement. And the agreement does incorporate hold harmless, indemnification, insurance requirements, all of that fun stuff.
Okay. So what's our next step?
So the resolution would be to authorize the supervisor to enter into an agreement with Charles E. Friedman Excavating Incorporated that has been prepared and reviewed by council. And I know that the other parties, we expect that they'll be in agreement with that. That's their private house. So we're looking for authority for the supervisor to enter an agreement and sign the agreement.
There is a resolution.
Oh, there is? I don't have a resolution.
I have it.
You have it?
Do you want me to read it?
I have it.
No, you should have the resolution.
Okay.
Is that the problem?
I'm sorry?
The resolution.
I can read it.
Yes. Leanne's on it for you. She must be heard.
If you want to.
Sure. I love reading. All right. So this is a resolution by the Town Board, Town Road, dated June 22nd, 2021. Subject authorizing access to and work upon town property and execution by the supervisor. Whereas the town is the owner of the property located at 239 to 241 Port Edward Road, Town Road, Tax Map Parcel 50-3-13, hereafter known as the property, and whereas the property abuts certain property located in the Winterberry subdivision, and whereas the town was approached by the owners of three parcels in the Winterberry subdivision, hereafter referred to as the owners, regarding concerns of trees and grading on the town's property, the potential for damage. Really, is not town property.
Sometimes.
They went on town property when they did it.
No, there's issues of grading on town property.
Grading on the town's property and the potential for damage to their property from the town's property. And whereas the owners offered to have the Winterberry subdivision contractor, Friedman, perform the necessary grading tree removal work and seeding remediation so as to protect the parcels from damage and protect the town from creating potential liability for future damages that could occur as a result of the grading and the tree location on the property. And whereas the owners offered to pay any and all charges related to the work to remove the trees and grade the property, but with no cost to be paid by the town, and whereas Freedom has agreed to perform the work and receive payment by the owners and not the town, and whereas Freedom represents that, it has all the necessary state and federal licenses, permits, certificates to complete the services, and that is professionally capable of carrying out the services which are the subject matter of this agreement. And whereas Freedom requires access to the property and the right to perform the work thereon, now therefore be it resolved that the town hereby grants access to Freedom Excavating Incorporated for the sole and discrete purpose of tree removal, grading and seeding remediation of a section of the property as identified in the plan, and be further resolved that the town will incur no costs and be responsible for no payments to any party with respect to the work performed, and be it further resolved that the attorney for the town is authorized to prepare an agreement providing access to and permission to perform said work, and be it further resolved that the town supervisor is hereby authorized to execute the agreement.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Again, I thank you to everybody who was able to come together in such a short period of time to make this happen for these folks.
Thank you.
Now, is there any, at this point, Charles Freeman's company has to come in and sign their part of the agreement?
Yes.
They sign also.
They sign, then the supervisor signs.
And the homeowners don't sign anything at this point.
No, the town has no brain for homeowners. Right. Okay. Got it. Agenda item number 9, water/sewer department. A couple items to discuss this evening. We'll start with, as the board is aware, we received a request for a property owner. He actually owns multiple lots on Van Buren Street to have water main extended in front of his property so he may participate in the water district. For whatever reason, under previous administration, when water district was created and extended, the water main did not go down to those parcels included with the district. So therefore, the property owner is entitled to receive municipal water because he's in the district. Now, he can't receive water unless the infrastructure is there, and the infrastructure is not there. So we have a proposal from the town engineer. To assist the town, this would be the word group, to assist the town to support Van Buren Street water main extension. And we're looking to extend approximately 700 feet of water main to provide water for the properties that are located within the water district but are not yet receiving water. And within the proposal from the LaVers group dated June 18th, they have detailed the scope of work, which includes several items in the field survey, multiple items on design and permitting, also items listed on the bidding services. And the final item would be contract administration construction observation, along with some technical assumptions that are made as part of this proposal. So the fee for that work, they're proposing with the survey work is $3,500, with the design and permitting portion $10,900, and then the bidding services is $2,000 for a total contract amount of $16,400. And obviously, this would have to be paid for by the water districts collectively. Actually, the water district one has paid for it. Right? So, water district one, as of May 31st, has its account at IU310.4, has a current balance of $67,845.66. So the town has an obligation to get that water to the property owner. The question is, what we need to do, who we want to do with the search process. And I asked the town engineer to provide a proposal to the town, so that's what you have before you proceed.
And just to clarify, item number four is not part of the assumed account system, item number four.
Yes.
And what do you say was the performance for it?
The amount, 60, just over 60. So the resolution would be to authorize the supervisor to engage, sign the agreement, engaging the services of the LaBerge Group for professional services for the Van Buren Street water main extension per outline in the June 18, 2021 letter.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
That would be rescinding resolution 2021-202. That's your first step. that, you will need to adopt the resolution authorizing the town to purchase capacity from the town of Queensbury in order to meet the needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then you adopt the resolution that authorizes you, the town, to sell to the village for emergency purposes and authorize you to sign that agreement for the $140,000. So you'd be purchasing $150,000 from the town of Queensbury, mm-hmm. because you purchase in $50,000 increments, 50,000 gallon increments.
Right.
And 140 of that to go to the village of South Falls.
Yeah. And, you know, we want to do all we can to help the village residents and our neighbors. And with this methodology, there's no cost, you know, of capacity to the village with this agreement, based on the actions that expected we'll be taking shortly after this. So, if the board is in agreement and wants to continue with an IMA with the village, the first thing we need to do is rescind resolution 2021-202.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So I guess before we do that, we'll have a capacity place.
Right.
Can't give away something we don't have.
Right.
So, working with the town engineer, we know Carla and myself and Don Rhodes on a conference call today, ironed out what needs to take place, and it's a recommendation of the engineer based on the projects that the town has already approved, capacity-wise, and the town board's willingness to help the village, we should buy three allotments of capacity, each allotment for 50,000 gallons of capacity costs, $53,000. So I have a resolution. The board would like to make that purchase. You want me to read that for you?
If you would, please.
Oh, sure. Resolution Town Board down the road for June 22nd, 2021. Amending the intermunicipal agreement with Queensbury for purchase of water capacity, whereas the town rural entered into an IMA with the town board of the town of Queensbury on behalf of the Queensbury Consolidated Water District on the 1st of February 1999. And whereas Section 9 of the aforementioned IMA grants the town and rural the right to purchase additional capacity from Queensbury, now therefore it be resolved that the town and rural purchase additional capacity of 150,000 gallons per day from Queensbury in an amount not to exceed $159,000 to be paid pre-audit and from all six water districts in the town.
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And so now that'll take us to the agreement with the village. And I think the board members also have a copy of that resolution. I have it with me. Resolution Town Board Town and Row dated June 22nd, 2021, with the subject authorizing sale of water to the village for emergency water use. Whereas the village of Southland Falls has requested that the town and rural enter into an intermunicipal agreement and made to provide water to the village for emergency use only. And whereas the town is agreeable to enter into such agreement which allows for the sale of a maximum of 140,000 gallons of water per day, not to exceed 4,200,000 gallons in 1 month. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town will enter into an agreement with the village of Southlands Falls, which agreement provides for the sale of a maximum of 140,000 gallons of water per day, not to exceed 4.2 million gallons in 1 month for emergency use only, and be
all that the cost for water usage is $4 per 1,000 gallons, and be it further resolved that the agreement will be for a term of 6 months, and be it further resolved that the supervisors are hereby authorized to execute the agreement.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. So, I think we're all going to water for them now. Now we need to move on to now we need to move on to the sewer portion of the discussion under agenda item 9. As the board is aware, we had requested purchase additional capacity from the city of Glens Falls at the rate that was in the contract. We received correspondence back from the mayor, Mayor Hall, indicating that it's their determination that the contract as agreed to has expired, and therefore they would not entertain a value amount any lower than $6, a $6 rate, with the possibility that of it actually being higher than that. So the discussion is at a standstill from just my characterization of it. I'm talking with the key principals as well as our team that's been involved in it. And running the numbers, based on the new, what would be the new fee schedule, we have to seriously consider some other options. One of those options would be to have the town participate in the Saratoga County Sewer District. As you may or may not be aware, their sewer district currently serves the development of 16 off the Northway. And so our options would be to obviously build our own plant, which is cost prohibitive, or to look into the feasibility of constructing a line and tying into the county. I've had conversations with the county. They do have the capacity to meet our needs, and even as we grow. So I think it would be prudent for the town board to look into the feasibility of that option, and that requires engineering. And so we have a proposal from the town's engineer, LaBerge Group, to do the legwork on that. This is in a letter dated June 21st, 2021. I believe all the board members have received a copy of that. And it says there's a question. Quisenier's, as requested, please accept this proposal to assist with the evaluation of the sewer treatment alternative or alternatives. We understand that the city of Glens Falls has proposed that the town will need to pay a high cost for additional treatment capacity. We also understand that the town buys additional treatment capacity for future growth. The city will require change to the existing agreement, which will increase costs for existing users. Although the town currently has ample treatment capacity reserved for near-term growth, it is important to evaluate whether the city's proposed terms are in the town's best interest when compared to available options. If acceptable, we propose to prepare an engineering report that will identify and evaluate alternatives available for sanitary sewer treatment and their associated costs. We propose to complete this effort for a lump sum fee of $35,000 plus reimbursable expenses for travel and reproduction. Please note that this proposed fee assumes that EFC funding will not be used and that MWD participation requirements will not apply. If our proposal is acceptable to the town, please sign the enclosed contract addendum for execution. Upon receipt of the executed agreement, we will work, begin work on the project, and we estimate 6 to 8 weeks will be required to complete the report following authorization to proceed. If the board wants to do this, my recommendation would be that we transfer some funds from the general contingent account to our economic development account that we have budgeted money for to authorize this work to begin. The contingent account has a current balance as of May 31st of $62,052, and the economic development or economic assistance account has a current balance of $19,800. So we would have to move approximately $15,500 for that work. So I'm bringing to the board for deliberation, input, thoughts on whether this is something that we should be looking at. It's my belief that we have to be fiscally responsible and look at alternatives. We may not have any alternatives that are cost effective. But we don't know that unless we look at it formally and see what the real numbers are.
I think it's a smart idea to look at the options. I'm assuming the report we will receive back from the first group will explain and show a timeline of what the cost benefits will be down the road, because obviously there's anything going south is going to be quite costly, but I can only imagine once Paul's already kind of indicated that prices will continue to rise, it might be our best bet to look at what it will cost to get us down the road and, like you said, be more self-sufficient. So I would support going forward with this proposal.
I'm in agreement for the same reasons mentioned by Councilman.
Any other thoughts or discussion?
Not going down the rabbit hole too far. The system we're putting in now would have the ability to reverse.
So one of the reasons that it would be very timely to move forward on this is that there could be cost savings realized by resizing, relocating certain size pipe. As part of the envelope project. So if everyone, it sounds like everybody would like to move that way, I would entertain a motion to transfer funds from account $15,500 from account A1990.4, which is the general contingent account, into account A6460.4, which is the general economic assistance account. And again, the purpose would be to increase funds in economic development to help us in our evaluation of alternative sewer treatment options.
So, second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. So with the transfer of funds, then I would entertain a motion to authorize the contract addendum number 2021075-00, dated June 22nd, 2021. Which involves the original agreement between the town and Monroe and the Verge Group and their engineers, which will increase the contract by $35,000 plus reimbursable expenses for provision of additional services related to the alternative sewer treatment options as stated in the attached proposal letter dated June 21, 2021.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimous.
Provided some updates for the committee, and I just want to share them.
First, the expanded drainage area for the Universal Playground and splash pad, and that has been completed. We don't anticipate any more runoff issues. I've given them there multiple times, and I'm just happy to see awful lot of smiling faces getting used out of that Universal Playground, not just the splash pad. And it's a great benefit to the town around the beach art park. So, thanks for the water and highway department for both helping out with digging and the stone and the topsoil was spread. And they're going to get it seeded ASAP. So we're continuing to move through that project, still not done, but open to the public and getting a lot of action.
The grass, I've been in the grass all around the playground is all grown.
Yeah.
And the other day I was down there and there's multiple state plates that were in the parking area.
Yeah, and there was a huge weekend. I don't have numbers to back that up, but I can tell you the parking lot was overflowing and cars were out with several different organizations part of the events. It was just a good weekend to see a lot of people down the park. It was really hot, but it was nice to see all sorts of other states. Parking lot signage has been ordered and we're waiting on location the board some final decisions on striping the parking lot, so a committee will be bringing that to the board for some final decisions soon. Focus is now on finishing disc golf. Again, we've talked in the past about how popular that sport's becoming. Right now, in the process of putting in the metal ground sleeves for the baskets, those were installed actually, and the rubber tree pad mats have now been delivered. So, once that course is up and running, we're probably going to see a lot of activity on that. Flyers did go out to the schools that they brought home or distributed to the schools for both the basketball and the nature camp. Those were distributed. The dates for the nature camp are July 26th through the 30th and August 2nd through the 6th. The information on flag football will be sent out soon. And that would be the updates from REC.
Thank you for that.
And I've got a transfer station, but I just want to touch on the REC just a second. My granddaughter gave a few thumbs up. She went down and she absolutely loved it. She loved it. She's been down there several times, actually. So, a transfer station, I talked to Mike from the transfer station about the open the contractor. He's more than willing to go in on a Wednesday and a day off and do one side of the roof, and next Wednesday do the other side of the roof. He just wants to say, okay. He said he checked into the materials. Be about $900, and that's considerably less than any of the. But if we want to authorize that, we'd be more than willing to do it on Wednesday, a couple of Wednesdays in a row. He said he's got the nail guns, he's got everything he needs to do the work. So all we have to do is keep going to get the materials and be more than willing to do it. So.
What account you want that number?
I don't know. He just gave me through that number.
Do we have a special design work approval for transfer station?
No, it's a lot.
No.
Okay. That communicated that to the record.
Exactly.
Yeah, he'll get on the list.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other committee reports? All right, so I'm going to need an executive session to discuss the work performance of an unnamed individual or individuals. Motion to go into executive session?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Dan?